Governor Larry Hogan said yesterday that he'll be sending more money to Baltimore to address crime. That includes $500,000 to keep the city's Safe Streets program safe for the rest of the year. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports that the program would have ended next month without the funding.
The money will keep the Street Violence Intervention Program operating through mid-January. City Health Commissioner Lena Wynn said the program was $1 million in the hole, and now the health department has more time to close the deficit.
Giving us more time to fundraise from all of our city, state, federal, and private partners, and also to look for a sustainability plan.
City Council President Jack Young said he plans on working with Governor Hogan and others to find long-term funding for Safe Streets. The governor also announced he will be providing at least $1 million in grant funding to organizations in Baltimore that work with victims of sexual assault and human trafficking. Citing the recent Justice Department report on the City Police Department, the governor's office said those victims are in need of greater levels of support and protection. Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.